Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment.
Hey, this episode is pretty simple. We're talking about femininity. So I'm going to cover a couple of things as it relates to femininity in relationships. So if you're with it and you're interested, stay tuned.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, femininity. I want to tell you this, it varies as far as what a person may perceive femininity to be, but it varies from individual experiences. You have people who may have been with a person that proclaimed that they're feminine, right? And if the other party didn't know that they really weren't and they ended up getting turned off, they may say, oh, I don't want a feminine woman. Or I don't want a feminine man, or whatever it is. At the end of the day, your idea of femininity is really rooted and based upon your own experiences, unless you take the time to understand what femininity is. So I'll tell you real quick. Femininity is a set of attributes or behaviors and roles that are generally associated with women and girls. Now, it's smart to understand that it's not really just rooted in women. You have men that are feminine. Femininity can be understood as socially constructed, and there are so many evidence that some behaviors considered feminine are influenced by both cultural factors and biological factors. With all that, we have to understand that it's a subjective concept and it varies across cultures and individuals. There are some common traits, though, that most people can agree that are associated with femininity. So I'm going to share about five of those. So number one, expressive. Feminine women may be more expressive with their emotions, often using facial expressions and body language to communicate their feelings. Number two, feminine women are often compassionate. They may be more empathetic and nurturing towards others, often displaying a desire to, be supportive of people that are around them. Now, this doesn't mean that a person that's not feminine cannot show compassion, but is that this particular trait or characteristic is often associated with femininity. Number three, graceful. It's believed that feminine people may display a sense of grace and poise in their movements and mannerisms. Now, don't get it twisted. You can have some people that are extremely graceful, but ain't got a bone of femininity in them. Okay, number four, sociable. It's believed that feminine people enjoy socializing and connecting with others and often seeking to build and maintain strong relationships. Now, I know I have some feminine people out there that are introverts or are like, I was with you until we got to that sociable part.
understand that it does change and vary based upon each person. You can be as feminine as the next person or as all get out, but may not be sociable. Number 5, sensitivity. This is a big one. Many people believe that feminine people are more sensitive to the emotions and the needs of others and may be more likely to prioritize emotional connections in their relationships. Likewise, they may even be sensitive about themselves and their own feelings. Now, I want you to understand it's important that to understand that these are just generalizations and not all feminine people will exhibit these traits, and that gender expression is a personal choice that should not be used to make assumptions about an individual's personality or character. There are so many common misconceptions about feminine people in relationships. I'll share about 4 of them as we wrap up. People just assume a feminine person is submissive. A common misconception that they are not only submissive, but they're passive. And that's not true. While some people prefer to take a more traditional gender roles in their relationships, this is a personal choice. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the person is just a go-with-the-flow type of person. A lot of times people have the idea that femininity means that the person's completely submissive and completely compliant. The moment that you hop out of that submissive box where you have, you know, your own beliefs, desires, and you don't have a problem with not complying, all of a sudden, that means you're not feminine. That's not true. You can be feminine and also not be submissive. Number 2, another misconception is that feminine people are dependent. Let me say that again. Another misconception is that feminine people are dependent. You know, most people just believe that these partners are just relying on their partner or significant others for emotional and financial support. While it is true that some may prioritize emotional connections and may even rely on their partners for support, it is not true that all feminine women or men can are truly dependent. Number 3, which is extremely offensive, is that feminine people lack ambition. People just readily assume that a person that's feminine, some cases are either an airhead, have no career-driven ambitions, or educational goals, or even an educational background, or even have a brain. They feel that feminine people are not motivated. This is furthest from the truth. Number 4. And the final one is that feminine people are not assertive. Now, a lot of times that comes with the idea or the belief that the aggressive person is, which would be in most people, opposite of feminine, or the person that's a go-getter. Well, you can be feminine and assertive. And that has to do with world stuff, as well as you can be assertive in relationships. And being assertive in a relationship looks like being an advocate for your needs. People that are feminine can be assertive and confident in their communication with their partners. At the end of the day, it's really important to recognize that femininity is a personal expression and does not determine a person or individual's personality or abilities. Stereotypes and misconceptions about femininity, if I can say it right, can be harmful. And we should not use them to make conceptions and make assumptions, lack of a better word, about individuals and relationships. At the end of the day, each person has their own preference. And regardless of what you may perceive femininity to be, I really and truly hope that this episode might have shed a little bit of light on some of the characteristics that are associated with feminine people, as well as share with you some common misconceptions. The best thing that we can all do is be ourselves, be who we are in the skin that we're in, and whoever is supposed to be in that space, if we're assertive, will definitely fall in line. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.